Taking us back to a simpler time on the television, the happy days where downing a milkshake at Arnold's with Richie Cunningham and the Fonz made light-hearted family entertainment. These days, though, a lot of violence making its way into the family-friendly time slots. We heard earlier that A Current Affair were criticised for pushing a lot of violence into their time slot. Joining us to talk a bit about that further from Macquarie University, he's a senior lecturer in psychology, Dr. Wayne Warburton. Good morning, Wayne. I guess starting right off the bat, what is the major concern with the level of violence in these family-friendly time slots? We know the kids are still watching.
Look, I think there are two concerns. The really big one is that we know that lots of kids are watching in those time slots, and a lot of that stuff is stuff that kids are going to find pretty frightening. And then the second one is, you know, in all sorts of subtle ways, does it, you know, make violence and criminal behaviour more acceptable by, you know, kind of being overloaded with it? So they're the two things that would concern me, because we know that at 6:30, 7 o'clock, kids aren't in bed. We know that they're lots of them are still awake watching stuff. And so what happens in those time slots are things that we have to be, you know, thinking about. You know, do we want our kids to be watching it?
Look, I know, Wayne, when I've got some of the kids around at my place watching TV, I know that when something comes on that's a little bit at the high end, particularly with violence and crime, I'm quick to grab the remote control and change it to something else. Is it a matter that maybe parents need to be just a little bit more aware of what's happening on the TV, or do you think the broadcasters need to take a leadership role in this as well?
Okay, well, I think both are true. I think even things like the news now, there's a lot of research showing that kids find a lot of news content quite frightening. So even like the 7 o'clock news is something you want to be thinking about as a parent. But in terms of the broadcasters, I think that, you know, the notion that kids kind of disappear into bed at 6:30 and then, you know, at 7 o'clock, you know, the adults have free rein and the kids have gone to bed is not correct. And so, you know, when we set the rules about what sort of content that we're going to allow, what we need to do is to be aware, look, there's going to be a lot of kids up around 6:30, 7:30, and, you know, be aware of that. You know, after, you know, 8:30 or so, you know, I think, you know, that's an adult time slot and that's absolutely fine. But in these kind of, you know, earlier time slots, I think that both the broadcasters and the parents need to be aware and aware of what might happen to the kids if they see stuff that they find quite upsetting.
So maybe, Wayne, it's just a case of just moving that content maybe just back that 90 minutes or so to 8:30, because I'm trying to think back to when I was a kid and in school. I know that 7:30 was, it just wasn't happening. We were still up watching TV. But by the time 8:30 rolled around, we certainly knew where we had to be. So maybe that might be the simple solution.
Look, I think that would be a good solution, to be completely honest. And we know that, you know, the effects can be quite strong in kids. You know, when you talk to lots of adults, they can, most of them have something that they can still remember really upset them and frighten them as a child that they saw in the media. After 9/11 in the US, they surveyed about 8,000 kids about 6 months later about how they were, you know, coping with what they saw on the news around that time. And even 6 months after that, you know, 14.8% of the kids had agoraphobia, so they were still afraid to go outdoors. 10% had clinical levels of post-traumatic stress. This is just from seeing the reports in the media. So we know that the effects can be quite severe. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to, you know, have that sort of 9/11 footage all of the time, but what it does demonstrate is that, you know, when kids see content that's quite upsetting, then it can have a pretty strong effect on them. And there are three things that kids tend to find upsetting. They don't like to see things that are dangerous and violent because they find that scary. They don't like to see images of people who are terrified or scared or, you know, who are clearly upset. And they don't like to see normal things that are kind of distorted, so they look a bit scary and weird. So they're the kind of the three key things that you'd look out for when, you know, you're looking for time slots where kids are going to be watching.
Keeping that in mind, Wayne, do you think there's much of a difference between realistic things, i.e. the news, etc., and maybe a lot of high-end action movies and horror movies? Because I know, again, as a kid, that was something that I enjoyed a lot of. Probably wasn't supposed to, but I enjoyed them. I still think I turned out okay. Do you think it maybe is a case of each of us individually have different sensitivity points, perhaps?
Well, one of the big things is what age you are. So under about the age of eight, kids are frightened of the really obvious characteristics of things. So if somebody looks frightening, you think they are. By the time you get to 8 or 9, you know that somebody can look kind of frightening but kind of be a nice person. And so, and you know that monsters aren't real and stuff like that. And so you tend to be scared of different things as you get older. So younger kids are kind of scared of the things that obviously look scary. When kids get older, they start to become scared of things that they think could realistically hurt them or their family or their friends. And so they might look at footage of a school shooting, for example, and they could imagine that happening in their school, and that's the sort of stuff they're going to find frightening.
So a little bit different to, say, Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando, where one guy takes out 55 to 60 soldiers. We know that there's no realism in that as well. Wayne, thank you very much for your time this morning. We'll watch it with great interest.
Great pleasure. Thanks, mate.
Dr. Wayne Warburton talking to us about TV violence. He's a senior psychology lecturer at Macquarie University. 2NURFM, it's 29 past 10.